Okay. Well, we're back. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm Steve O'Brien. I got Doc Dave Krupa. Blasted your name there, Doc. And Alan Crutcher. Got that one right. We're joined this hour with Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationals. Now, Daniel Miller's group, the Texas Nationals, TN.org. I usually call it TexNat.org, and you guys remember it from there. It's easier for me to navigate. Well, they've been making some interesting moves for the past, this year has been incredible, the last 12 months, and you might know Daniel Miller from, 567 counts of Texit out there on, Google. You know, he really stirred up the whole Texit thing after the Brexit, and so he's been, dominating Texas independence for a while. Hey, Daniel, are you there?
I'm here.
Now, I hate to say the word dominating, but man, you're making a lot of waves.
Well, let's just say this. The last 2 years, really, I mean, it's been, I think, perhaps public that we've been, hammering it for about a year. But, we've been on this 2 year campaign, and the 2 year campaign has been, we've hit all of our timetables. We've hit all of our marks, and we're definitely on a growth trajectory.
Right. So 2 years ago, your sales towards, getting Texas independence on the ballot. Is that correct?
Well, no. I mean, we actually have been working at this particular aspect of it since the inception of the TNM. But, we started actively engaging the legislature back in 2009 on the issue. And then beyond that, we've had several different campaigns that were geared toward creating the environment so that we could get it. I mean, look, ultimately for us, it's about getting and winning a binding referendum on Texas independence. And we're closer today than we've ever been.
Oh, that's I understand that, right? You know, they had to start backpedaling after the Brexit thing. They didn't like the words Texit. And, they kept saying, Texas can't exit. Well, they're wrong, right?
Well, they say that all the time. And, what happens, I think, is interesting about that is it's the folks outside of Texas that primarily beat that drum. And, I'm glad they have an opinion on it, but at the end of the day, it's not their decision to make.
It's just an opinion, right?
It's not their decision. I mean, as ill-informed as it is, at the end of the day, the decision about the future of Texas and where we're going to go and how we're going to govern ourselves is exclusively up to Texas. So, I'm glad that these guys love to tear up social media and tell us how wrong we are. Fact of the matter is that the question has not been put to the people of Texas yet, and when it is, those are the only people that are going to be able to decide.
Yeah, that non-binding referendum that was in front of the Republican Party a couple months ago, man, I couldn't even believe that they just wouldn't even ask the question, that just asking it was wrong. Now, I believe the verbiage was kind of trap verbiage. Let's see if I can remember somewhat how that went. It said, if the United States continues to not follow the Constitution, Texas will revert to an earlier state. Was that somewhere near what that was?
Yeah, Texas should reassert its status as an independent nation. I mean, that was the non-binding question to be placed on the referendum. And, of course, the language that we were pushing for via petition was a lot cleaner than that without the conditional statement. And when they wanted to add the conditional statement about continues to violate, the reason we didn't care is that we knew that the conditions already existed. So that was not the issue. The issue with that particular non-binding referendum was to at least in some form get the question in front of the people of Texas and really dispel all this. This rumor that this is an opinion held by a very small number of Texans. And look, even though we didn't get it on that Republican ballot, the fact of the matter is that we were able to pursue a convention strategy. We were able to pass it through virtually every level ahead of the Republican state convention. And even at the Republican state convention, we were able to get half of the delegates or more to stand in favor of the vote. So, the fact is that we accomplished with that what we wanted to, and now it's time to take that from sort of this junior league from the political parties and push it right through to the legislature.
Right.
Now, Daniel, you were invited to Scotland during their little vote for breakaway.
Right.
And to the thing in Russia. Were you involved in communication with the Brexit crowd?
No, absolutely. The part of what we do sort of requires us to interface with movements for self-determination around the world. When I say requires, that may be a little strong, but it's the smart play to make. Because frankly, on this issue of self-determination, a rising tide raises all ships, right? So Scotland obviously was one, but we've been in communication with the Leave side, if you want to call it that, in the UK, and virtually every Eurosceptic movement, but especially in the UK, because the themes are quite similar between what we're talking about and what they were talking about. So I've got personal friends that are in leadership in the UK Independence Party, and it's great, too, because those guys are probably, out of any international independence movement, they're probably the clearest analog to what we are as an organization. And so we were intimately connected with that thing. I mean, I wrote an op-ed that was circulated widely during the debate leading up to the referendum. We coordinated to a certain degree. With our social media presence, because we do have a lot of international folks that follow us, we had almost an emotional vested interest in seeing that the vote there happened, that they got a referendum, and of course an emotional interest in the outcome. So,
How about Hawaii? I'm hearing a lot of stuff from there. Are you involved in any of that?
You know, we are not where Hawaii is concerned. Hawaii's always been, I mean, if we shift over toward kind of the movements here in North America, Hawaii's always been problematic for us because, one of the things that Texas, on this issue of independence, learned a long time ago is that fragmentation in the movement is bad. I mean, I think everyone should understand that, is that fragmentation is bad. And the challenge with our being able to sort of engage with the guys in Hawaii is that there is a large amount of fragmentation. You don't know who the direct folks are, because I think if I were to go pull up my fact book that we've developed on some of these guys, I think I've got six different organizations that are pushing for Hawaiian independence to various and sundry degrees. So fragmentation is difficult. So Hawaii has been problematic for us, and we just don't have any official contact with those guys. But California, New Hampshire, Vermont, those guys we've been able to really engage with.
Interesting. I didn't realize there were that many different disparate groups looking for independence in Hawaii. And that kind of like waters it down. You know, Texas independence at this point is down to, not down to, or I'd say it's up to three separate groups that are looking, but, one of those things here, this is a good time to do this. Doc Green, I talk to him a lot, right? It seems that we have a similar interest, Texas independence. So we have this problem that we have three groups, and that was exactly what you were talking about, the fragmentation. And we need to start working together. And I know we addressed this a little bit last time you're on, but I still want to figure out a way to harness the energy of all these three groups, these three Texas fragments, to do something. What are your thoughts, Daniel?
Well, look, here's and I know that we discussed this before, and my position on it has not changed, nor has the position of our organization. When you are, we have grown this issue by pursuing the path and the methods that we utilize to get this done. And so our position is there's a fundamental difference between an organization and a group. And the fact of the matter is, as an organization, the Texas Nationalist Movement has been the most effective organization pursuing independence since Sam Houston fielded the Texian Army. I mean, that's just there's no doubt about it. We've gone out there and we've done the hard work as an organization. We have grown this movement. We have moved it from polling in single digits to, you know, we firmly believe that if it were to go to a referendum today, that we would win, and not by an insignificant margin. We have pushed this ball all the way down the field. So, you know, I don't understand. From a personal standpoint, now this is not necessarily the organization talking, but from a personal standpoint, I don't understand why anyone would feel any need to go out there and spin up a group and try to do all this stuff from scratch. I don't understand it. So when I go and I look and see what we've done and how many supporters that we've gotten and how we've developed this, and I start making comparisons and I go, okay, so somebody spun off and started a Facebook group and they've got, you know, 100 people on the Facebook group and they consistently have, you know, a half dozen to a dozen people show up at a meeting, where I go pull up my system and I've got, you know, just bumping almost 300,000 folks in the system now, and that number shows no sign of slowing down. I don't understand why there's any kind of discussion about why don't we join forces. Look, I've got there's a link right on our website. People can go sign up, and we don't test them at the door to find out where they came from. If they want to go to work, let's go to work.
You know, where that question always comes from, Daniel, is the fact that there's all these different events. There was an event out in Wichita Falls, and everybody went up there, Doc Green went up there, and, you know, folks from the Texas Nationals were there, Freedom Texas, Republic of Texas, you know, and it felt good, but it was still small, right? I couldn't count 100 people that day, and we longed for that, and, you know, we had a caller last hour that said we should, you know, go out and pick it and get a big group, but it's hard to get a bunch of people to actually show up in an event. But we want that. We want Texas independence to get higher up. So really, I think that's the sentiment when we say we need to get bigger numbers and so forth. And it's a longing that brings that question up. It's just a longing.
But Steve,
that's my view.
No, and I understand. From a personal standpoint, I understand. I mean, look, we have all been in this mindset where we envision a day where, you know, we go out and we stick 100,000 people on the south steps of the Capitol, you know. And, you know, there is that thing. But we have to ask ourselves, what is the most effective means for doing this? You know, we're trying to engage this fight with the people that are not used to public protest in that manner. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, that, you know, you've got the left that are very adept at those sorts of things, but you've got a pro independence, pro liberty side that are completely unaccustomed to massive showings like that. So, you know, you have to think to yourself from a tactical standpoint, tactically, what is the most effective means? What is the best way to engage our people to get them to do, you know, mass action? And frankly, what we have found out over time through doing a whole lot of that is, look, you can have 300,000 people in your, you know, in your database, and you can communicate with them and they can all be together. But, you know, when you go and you decide to call a rally, they may or may not show up. Sort of break this down from a tactical standpoint, we have to understand that while Texas is extraordinarily prosperous, the fact of the matter is that while we are continued to be tied to the federal bureaucracy, that most Texans make enough to get by, but never enough to get ahead. The vast majority of us. And you know, so the idea of being able to take off of work
and fund it. Right.
You know, from a monetary standpoint and from the, so you have to deal with the reality of the situation. So I'm going to tell you, we have not been to rallies and meetings have not been a key to our success. And while I understand there is a romanticized notion that we all need to link pinkies and sing kumbaya on the courthouse steps, the fact of the matter is that we have to think about and do things that are the most effective, that have the most effect toward what our goal is.
You know, I, oh man, what was I going to say? I totally didn't understand your path and how you were getting there. Well, a year ago, I didn't understand where you were going. I'm sitting there going, you're going to vote them out? Really? But that's really not what you're doing. You have set goals to increase awareness of Texas independence. You want to achieve a free and independent Texas, but you're going after the culture, the minds, and just stimulating that whole thing. How did you put that? I forget.
Well, you know, I think this is great because I think, Dave, I think it was you that mentioned Brexit a minute ago. And I think that it's important to understand, you know, Brexit, what we're doing sort of in the terms of Brexit, because everyone has seen this entire Brexit thing in the news. Honestly, about 99% of the people rolled out of bed June the 24th and said, what's Brexit? Is it the meal between breakfast and lunch? You know, but people have gotten sort of a boot camp on it.
Right.
And from that standpoint, I think it's important because people have it in their consciousness now to understand what it is that we're doing.
Right.
And one of the things that we have seen consistently, okay, and I go back to the statistic, at the end of World War II, there were 54 recognized countries, and at the end of the 20th century, there were 192. In all those instances where you had, in the instances of those where you had this period of massive public debate that culminated in a referendum, one of the things that you wound up with was a highly engaged populace, people that sat on the sidelines for a very long time that were not politically engaged because of the futility of it. They basically got off of the bench and got into the game. And, mm-hmm. and so what you wind up seeing is you see these post-referendum domestic political changes that take place. And you know, I think Texas is going to absolutely be no different. I mean, you had, I'll give you an example. Scotland had about a 90% voter turnout for the period of 2 years that they engaged in the debate. They were the most politically engaged populace in the world. And while the UK did not have that sort of turnout, there's absolutely no doubt that every single person walking around the UK right now has a better and deeper understanding of what it is that the European Union was doing to them.
Right.
The vote and winning the vote are obviously, you know, that winning that vote for us is the ultimate goal. That's what we want. The thing that's going to take to win that is the campaign ahead of time, and frankly, that's the most important part of it. When people here in Texas understand, because the vast majority do not understand, I mean, maybe at some sort of subconscious level, but when the people of Texas begin to come to grips with the fact that they are governed every single second of their lives by 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 440 separate federal agencies and 1.5 million federal bureaucrats, unelected, of course, that 90,000 of which earn more than the governor of our state, suddenly they begin to understand that we've got a governor who can't govern, we've got a legislature that can't legislate, and we've got a Supreme Court that's anything but.
Right. Okay, good segue, right? We've got this thing in the United States of America that's going down, and it's an election for the president. That's kind of a bumpy ride. And the reason I bring up the United States elections, you hit sweet spots like Brexit. So Brexit was a sweet spot for Texas independence, and you watched it coming, and it was on the horizon. You're like, here it comes. Okay, as soon as that hits, we've got to be talking. And I know you were talking to an awful lot of people during the time of Brexit, and you shifted it to Texas. Now, resources were probably scarce, but the more you could do right there, you know, you went from, before Brexit got popular, the term Texas had very minimal search results. You amplified Texas to 500,000 more times, articles written about it and so forth. That's the break. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Daniel Miller is our guest today, Republic of Texas Radio.
When it does, I know it's on you and I. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
And we're back. Hey, we've got callers backing up, but Republic of Texas Radio, we have Daniel Miller on the line, and I find it kind of fascinating that I don't even give out the number and you guys want to jump in here. And we'll get to them here in a minute, but I wanted to finish my question for Daniel, and I see, Doc, you have a question too. Here's the deal. The United States is going through a election process, and we've got Hillary Clinton versus, well, allegedly Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be the candidates that everybody's going to vote on. Do you see that as another sweet spot for Texas independents?
Well, I'll tell you, we have obviously the Brexit referendum was on our calendar because I think that was where you were going was these targets that we have. Obviously, we expect a spikes both during the Republican National Convention, Democratic National Convention, as people finally give up any vestiges of of hope of reform, and then the next major one obviously is November. From an organizational standpoint, we are spending a lot of time right now getting ready for what we see as an inevitable influx at the general election. We're gonna be buried over here.
I see some spikes coming up in the future. Hey, Dave, what do you got, Doc?
Yeah, Daniel, I just had a question.
Sure.
What is the biggest negative you see to all the rallies, and have you ever conveyed that to Doc Green? Because he's trying really hard to get a lot of people there, and it seems like we could get you guys on the same page. It'd be a great thing.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. You know, I don't know that I necessarily see a negative with the rallies. You know, that's the thing about it is if you're ranking the effectiveness of tactics, you know, what's going to bring the type of awareness to whatever the issue is or to get. I mean, you got to think about it from this standpoint. You've got a goal. You know, you take it from that viewpoint of war planning, right? Now, I've got this goal. I've got this objective that I need to achieve. Now, what are my most effective and efficient means of achieving that goal in the quickest amount of time? And what we have found in our experience, and this may not be everyone's experience, but without sort of a catalyzing moment, rallies typically are not the most efficient or effective means of accomplishing a specific thing that we want to do. We've had you know, more success with, strangely enough, with social media or phone bank blitzes. I mean, there's a reason that political campaigns do certain things in certain ways, whether it be automated calling or block walking or whatever. You know, those hard work kind of things. You know, even if you want to talk about direct mail, I mean, it's extraordinarily expensive. Most people throw them in the trash, but there's a reason that they send out five of them in a short election cycle, and it's because they're effective. So you gotta think about those things. So you know, I have no qualms about having this conversation with Doc. You know, Doc, if it'd be great if Doc would call the office, man, we could have that conversation. You know, put him in touch with our executive director, and we could just, you know, we'd be more than happy to share our experience with him, is what I'm saying, and just coordinate together.
I think he'd like that. I really do think he'd like that. Hey, we're going to hold the callers over until the next segment because, you know, we only have a few minutes. You know, we're talking about spikes because I understand, well, yeah, you have a good tactic in raising awareness for Texas independence. I give you that. One of the concerns, like a couple weeks ago, one of our callers, it was a caller on another show, was talking about Texas independence and saying how much he was fed up with everything. And Art went on to talk about, the fact that he just wants to stop all this, you know, Republic of Texas, you know, we're going to go to the international courts and get free. We're going to vote in secession from the Texas Nationals. He says, I am frustrated with all these guys, right? And I don't know. I think that your organization, the Texas Nationals, texnat.org or the tnm.org, you get the message out. And I got to really commend you. You're increasing the numbers. The demographic group is an interesting one. You've engaged the voting crowd, and that's how they actually, they'll put their pen down, right? Will they show up to a rally? They're not, they're not millennials, right? They're and worried about things and stuff. Hold on. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll redo the question for Daniel Miller and we'll go to your calls. 1-800-313-9443. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay. So, Republic of Texas Radio, forget that last question. I want to just throw one more thing out before I get Daniel's thoughts and then go to callers. Texas Nationals have done an incredible amount of work to bring about Texas independence. And I want to just tell you, Daniel Miller, and any Texas Nationals out there, thank you for everything that you have done. You made a difference. And, well, keep doing what you're doing. It's really important to us out here at Republic of Texas Radio. Daniel, do you have any other thoughts or anything you want to say before we go to callers?
Let's go to callers. I mean, let's advance the conversation.
Okay. Hey, let's go to Mike in Minnesota. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Morning. This is to any one of you. I want to start out with a scripture, and I'll go from there. And scripture says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And what I mean from that is this. You have a million or more, I would call them fifth columnists at best, Israeli firsters. If you hold in your heart, you know, zealously that the survival of another nation over your own, you can't be trusted. You just can't. These people are armed to the teeth, and they are throughout your entire government at every level. You know, they're your neighbors. Now, how are you going to start a new country with people that don't want to give up their support monetarily or otherwise for another nation? That's, you know, and I'm not even going to get into the free crap army and everybody else who's on the government tip, from farm subsidies and counter-cyclical payments to disability.
I don't know where the question is there, Mike, exactly, but maybe you're talking about fighting a different front or something like that. But the Texas Nationals, and I'll let Daniel add to this, or tell me I'm wrong, but their idea is really to spread the awareness of Texas independence. Now, if you got to kind of like focus on a target and keep going. If you're saying that the target should not be on Texas independence, that's I don't know. That's interesting. Daniel, did you get anything from that? Did you understand what Mike was going at?
I really didn't, but I think perhaps that this is where it is. And what you have to understand is our viewpoint. You know, the Texas Nationalist movement has a very specific mission, a very set of principles that we operate by. And our mission is the political, cultural, and economic independence of Texas. It's to establish Texas as an independent nation, to protect the rights of Texans, and to restore Texas as a constitutional republic. And so if you'll notice throughout that, it's really out, the focus of our mission is about Texas, and Texas only. People may have different takes on different things and different relationships here and there internationally or whatever, but our focus is to always put Texas first.
Mike, what do you think? Are we missing something?
Well, I'll pray for you and I wish you the best.
Oh, awesome.
Because Lyndon Baines Johnson did not help Texas at all.
No, I don't disagree with
that. He created the state of Zionism. And, I mean, that guy was in office since the days of slavery, okay? And he created, like, the Zionism that you know today in Texas. Honest to goodness.
Well, hey, Mike, I really appreciate your call. Thank you for your call. I don't know, Daniel. There's so many different targets that we need to focus on. I really like that your organization has a guideline, something to steer your ship by, because, wow, man, if we started flailing in all directions, we wouldn't get anywhere, would we?
But, well, that's the problem. I mean, you know, one of the challenges, and frankly, it creates a lot of criticism for the way that we do things in the TNM. So I say a lot. I mean, some minor criticism. But, you know, it's our absolute insistence that we keep the main thing the main thing. You don't get anywhere randomly trying to hit targets, you know, that people flail around and they get engaged in these conversations and debates that have nothing to do with Texas independence. And in doing so, they hurt the cause of Texas independence. So, you know, this idea that you stay focused and stay disciplined on this one, you know, this thing that we're doing. Because, look, we all have to come to the realization, and I think Texans are beginning to grasp this idea, is that we can sit here and we can fuss and fight and argue over, I mean, pick a topic. I mean, you pick any policy topic or philosophy, it doesn't matter. We as Texans can sit here and we can argue all day long, from sun up to sundown. But at the end of the day, no matter what we decide as Texans, it could be overridden by the stroke of a pen by some unelected bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. And that's what we all need to understand.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a trip. 1-800-313-9443. Do you got any questions? Do you object to anything? Whatever. What do you think? 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to John. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Yes. For some reason, we just faded out, and then you're real weak.
Okay. Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
A little better, but not much.
Well, what do you got for us today? What's on your mind, John?
Well, since Daniel has called in, and Daniel, good morning. This is John Jarnicky, and it's been many years since we have spoken or seen each other.
Hi, John.
Whether you remember me or not, I don't know. But what I would like to ask is if you... And it seems as though your organization is pushing for secession only and for Texas to take on or continue on the way it is right now in a state-type situation with all the existing things within Texas and just carry on as an independent nation. Am I correct in your thinking of that?
Well, again... you have to get down to sort of the nuts and bolts of what we're talking about from transition. You know, one of the things we have to explain often to folks is that independence is not an act, it's a process, and it's a state of being, right? So right now, as it stands, Texas is incapable of making its own decisions without being overridden by the federal bureaucrats. I think we can agree on that particular aspect of it. So consequently, there is this drive within the Texas government through the political class and their apologists to try to make things in Texas more like Washington, D.C., to keep it as part of an integrated whole. And that's essentially bad. So people like us that love liberty, that believe that Texas should be and should always be a free and independent nation populated by a free and independent people, we have not yet had our say. We have not had our ability. So the question becomes on, you know, since we're pursuing this referendum path, does that happen on the day after the referendum, after Texans go to the polls and say, we don't want to be part of this federal bureaucracy anymore? And the answer is no. But what that does do is it begins the process that we can actually extract ourselves and then make those decisions. I don't foresee an independent Texas being called a state or operating like a state of the United States. I see Texas returning to its status as an independent republic, and I believe that in the minds of people, when they envision an independent Texas, that is what they envision. That Texas will return to its status as an independent republic, and it will design itself and its institutions around that central idea of an independent nation among nations.
I agree with you there. What I'm getting at is... when the Republic of Texas was brought out of abeyance in 2005, and we reestablished when we were brought out of abeyance in 2005 and reestablished the government, I apologize for this. We established or went by the 1836 Constitution, which is the only certified Constitution that Texas has ever had. And we believe that that is the way to go through the international route. We have been studying for the last many years and making sure we have all our I's dotted and the T's crossed to go the international route. Back when you were the provisional president of Republic of Texas, we had tried a few things that didn't work, and we've been going from there. You have made, in the last year or so, statements that you're willing to debate anyone about Texas independence. What I'm asking you is, would you be willing to debate someone from the Republic of Texas government on the procedural issues to go about getting our independence back?
Well, John, let me tell you this. I will debate a fence post if it will take an opposing viewpoint. And so I would say reach out to the office. If you feel like you want to debate whether or not Texas should be an independent nation, then I have absolutely no problems with that. But I fail to see where the debate is here. I think we understand, both understand the need for Texas independence. So.
Oh, yes, yes. We do not disagree on that at all. I mean, we're certainly pushing for the Texas independence.
Okay,
and I commend you on the way that you have gotten the word out all over Texas. That's great, as well as
the
Freedom Texas Group and everything else. You know, as the organization you have, I know that you all charge dues for your members, and that creates the money needed to do these things.
Hold on, everybody. I'm jumping in real quick. Now, here's the thing. Out there, when you look at the Texas independence groups, and I'm just framing this up for the listeners, Daniel Miller is really working hard with the system to amplify Texas independence and put it on the ballot. The Republic of Texas, thetexasrepublic.com, is working to get international recognition of Texas, going an international route. And here we've got two different strategies, and I believe that's what you're trying to deal with, John, and you want to talk about which strategy is best. Is that what I'm hearing from you, John?
Yes, it is. You know, basically, what I have heard from Daniel over the years is secede. Well, you can't secede from something you've never ceded.
Oh, I am so familiar with this conversation, Daniel. I know you are as well. So I'll give you a few seconds to respond, and we're going to need to move on to Mark in Florida here in a second. But, Daniel, any words?
Yeah, John, reach out to the office. We'll have that conversation. But here's the bottom line. If anyone wants to see a real debate over which process is the most effective, I think all they need to do is take a look at both of the organizations that we represent, and that will tell the tape. But I would be more than happy to have a dialogue with you. So
okay, let's sounds get that good. Started. We'll do that.
Wow, that's kind of fun. I'd be interested to hear. Hey, let's move on. Well, let me just tap Doc and Alan, who's been quiet for a while. We're going to go to Alan first. Are you there, Alan?
Well, like I said, I don't have internet access, so I really don't know, you know, a whole lot about your movement. I have seen you on, was it Press TV or Russia Today? I've seen some interviews you've done, you know, recently after the whole Brexit thing. But y'all go ahead and carry on. Like I said, y'all have a little more information on that, so I'll let y'all carry on with that conversation.
Okay, great. Doc, you want to add anything before we move on?
Well, I still agree with what we've said most of the time. Whatever group gets there must have had the best policy, and it's good for all of us. So I want to see everybody work together the best we can.
Right.
You know, that's a legit, and I want to interject this because I don't want there to be any kind of misconception about my exchange with John. And I remember John. We have a very different philosophy about this. There is a philosophy that exists there that is being promulgated by the Texas Republic that essentially says that this is a matter that is judicial in nature, that is one that is based in international law, and that is the way that we must pursue it. And the method here is that this is a political question to be rendered to the people of Texas in accordance with Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution. So that is really where the difference is, and I think you see a difference in the results as a result of sort of the different processes that are followed. So, you know, I don't know that John and I have any differences on this particular issue other than those paths to take. So, you know, I think that ultimately the decision for which path is going to be the most effective is going to be the one that works. I don't know that there's any particular room for debate on this particular issue.
I have lots of thoughts on that, and I'm bowing out real quick, and I'm going to go to Mark in Florida. Okay, Mark, are you there?
Steve.
Hang on.
Thank you, gentlemen. I need to start off. Is it a Mr. Pickens that owns a whole bunch of land in West Texas, and he's holding on to the water rights that's running 5 miles underneath the ground? Is that his name, Pickens?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alan says yes.
Yeah, he owns several of the major aquifers, from what I understand, yes.
Okay. So you got this Pickens guy that owns, an interest in a whole bunch of land in Texas. Where did he get his authority to hold so much land? What you guys are battling is you want your gang, I'm not being offensive, but you want your gang to remove another gang, and you're trying to establish that you have a right to a claim greater than their right to a claim. And with the Declaration, all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Well, and if you're defining
right
gang,
is to let your fellow man be.
If you're defining gang as being all the people of Texas, right, then we can go with that. You're talking about the gang being the entire United States, the federal government, then, well, we have a little bit of a conversation. But the right of self-determination is a God-given right. And we got a break. Hang on. We'll be right back with Mark in Florida, and Daniel Miller is our guest.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, Foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We're out of time. We've got a short segment coming up, and Mark was just talking about, water rights and, you know, Texas and stuff like that. And I see that as a side subject. Daniel, what did you take about what Mark was asking? Do you know where he was going with that? Is that a side subject?
I didn't understand. Look, again, what people need to understand is they really need to get brushed up on this subject. You know, folks were surprised by Brexit. There's absolutely no reason for anyone to be surprised by Texit. This is something that we have been engaging in for quite some time now, many years now. And I think the people, not just in Texas, but primarily in the other states, they really owe it to themselves to look and see what we're doing. Because it's going to happen. Look, Texas independence is not a hope, wish, or a dream. It's an inevitability. It is going to happen because we're going to make it happen.
Right.
By act or by default, it will happen. So all the other states, including Mark in Florida, really need to take a serious look at this and think about their relationship of their state inside this federal behemoth on the Potomac. This is something that they need to take a look at. So I don't know exactly where he was going with that, but that would be my admonition to him is find out what we're doing. Go to our website at thetnm.org or, as Steve says, texnat.org. Steve is decidedly old school on the
totally. Well, quickly, my point is to achieve your goal without becoming what you're trying to get rid of.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we want to commit this question to the people. You know, there has been, and I'll tell you, there is a school of thought that exists in independence movements, not just in Texas, but that this decision should be left up to the political class, right? That the legislature, the governor, those are the guys who should decide this. And that's not what we want. We want this decision rendered by the people. We want the question put before the people, and after a free, fair, full debate, we want there to be a vote and let the people decide. That's in accordance with Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution. So with that being said, what we have seen throughout the last 70 years as these new countries have sprung up is when that process is followed, you wind up with what is essentially a lot of reform in what has been the governmental functions at this particular level. So I don't believe that there's any danger that on the other side of this we wind up as a microcosm of Washington, D.C. To the contrary, I think if we continue to stay, Austin, Texas will be indistinguishable from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, one thing I wanted to throw in there, you almost sounded like you were thinking, well, you've got one bad thing going on now. What if another bad thing just takes its place? One of the nice things about Texas Republic and going back to being able to have less government is people won't have all these restrictions and rules and 20,000 EPA regulations in 1 year. It will be a much more fair system, and that's why people want it. It's not just for a change. It's for going back to something that's fair to everybody.
Turn to a republic.
Price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Amen.
I know. Wow. Okay, music's going to be coming up here in a minute or so. In fact, that's it. Daniel Miller, thank you very much. Thank you for all the callers. Well, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to do. And we'll drag Daniel Miller back on here sometime in the future because this was fun. Thanks, Daniel.
Hey, guys. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much. Really enjoyed it and appreciated the invitation.
Learned as guys.
Community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.